Trump pushes for Senate nuclear option to open government. By Nick Gilbertson on November 4, 2025. President Donald Trump pushed for the nuclear option to fund the government on Tuesday, day 35 of the Democrat-led government shutdown. Trump took to Truth Social to lay out his argument, writing that Democrats are much more likely to prevail in the midterm elections if Republicans do not terminate the filibuster. The Democrats are far more likely to win the midterms and the next presidential election if we don't do the termination of the filibuster. The nuclear option, because it will be impossible for Republicans to get common sense policies done with these crazed Democrat lunatics being able to block everything by withholding their votes. For 3 years, nothing will be passed, and Republicans will be blamed. Elections, including the midterms, will be rightfully brutal. While Republicans currently hold a 53-seat majority in the Senate, 60 votes are required to pass cloture and unlock a floor vote on the House-passed continuing resolution, CR, to fund the government at 2024 levels approved by then-President Joe Biden, with zero strings attached. By going with the nuclear option and terminating the filibuster, only a simple majority would be required to fund the government. Trump highlighted what Republicans, who also hold a majority in the House, could accomplish by terminating the filibuster. If we do terminate the filibuster, we will get everything approved, like no Congress in history. We will have fair, free, and safe elections, no men in women's sports or transgender for everybody, strong borders, major tax and energy cuts, and we'll secure our Second Amendment, which the Democrats will also terminate, immediately. Democrats have previously advocated for terminating the filibuster. And if Republicans do so, it would likely set a precedent for Democrats to use the nuclear option once they return to power in the chambers of Congress. However, Trump contends that Democrats will do so if and when they reclaim control, regardless of whether Republicans use the nuclear option or not. If we don't do it, they are far more likely to do well in the upcoming elections, which would mean a packed Supreme Court, 2 more states and 4 more Democrat senators, D.C. and Puerto Rico, and 8 more electoral votes. Remember, Republicans, they are going to end the filibuster as soon as they get the chance. We know this because they already tried. And the only 2 people who didn't go along are now out of office. Trump concluded by saying that Democrats' chances of winning would diminish if Republicans ended the filibuster and passed policies that benefits American voters. But they have much less chance of winning if we have great policy wins after wins after wins. In fact, they will lose big, and for a very long time. Terminate the filibuster now, end the ridiculous shutdown immediately. And then, most importantly, pass every wonderful Republican policy that we have dreamt of, for years, but never gotten. We will be the party that cannot be beaten, the smart party. Senators who caucus with Democrats, with a few exceptions, Senators John Fetterman, DPA, Catherine Cortez Masto, DNV, and Angus King, IME, have voted against the clean CR 13 times. Democrats have pushed to extend expiring Obamacare subsidies and restore taxpayer-funded health care benefits for illegal aliens and non-citizens.